this past week, it's been a challenge for me. I've had some tests and trials, and I'm still with, you know, my health, and I've had dizziness for six weeks and vertigo, and different times, you know, fear wants to come and what's going on. And I just, as I was laying in my bed and I was resting because I get headaches behind my eyes, in between the sleep and awake stage, I heard a loud voice, and it was Brother Andy preaching, singing, and it was the song we sang first: "Trust the Lord at all times, call upon His name. Trust the Lord at all times; you won't be put to shame." And then I came out, and it was loud. And the next 2 days were a big test for me, as I was bombarded with different fears and different things. But I know the Lord allows everything for a purpose, and He wants to draw me to Himself and to cleanse my vessel and thoroughly purge the threshing floor, so to speak, and deal with my heart. So I read through the Lamentations and that part where the song comes from, and I just wanted to read some things in Lamentations just briefly. And this Lamentations is Jeremiah, basically. The Babylonians came and besieged Israel, and, you know, Jeremiah was calling with a loud voice, warning the people about their sin. And then the Babylonians came and besieged the city and destroyed the whole thing and took them captive. And in Jeremiah 3, or Lamentations 3, Jeremiah is saying, "I am the man," verse 1, "I am the man who has seen affliction by the rod of His wrath. He has led me and made me walk in darkness and not in light. Surely He has turned His hand against me time and time again throughout the day. He has aged my flesh and my skin and broken my bones. He has besieged me and surrounded me with bitterness and woe. He has set me in dark places like the dead of long ago. He has hedged me in so that I cannot get out. He has made me my chain heavy, and when I cry and shout, He shuts out my prayer. He has blocked my ways with honed stone. He has made my paths crooked. He has been to me a bear lying in wait, like a lion in ambush. He has turned aside my ways and torn me in pieces. He has made me desolate and has bent His bow and has set me as a target for the arrow." And he goes on about how difficult things are, seeing these people that are been destroyed, and children lying in the streets dead. It says here in verse 16, "He has also broken my teeth with gravel and covered me with ashes. You have moved my soul far from peace. I have forgotten prosperity. And I said, my strength and my hope have perished from the Lord. Remember my affliction and roaming, the wormwood and the gall. My soul still remembers and sinks within me. This I recall to mind, therefore I have hope." And so in all the turmoil that's going on, and all the things and the affliction that's going on that Jeremiah and the people are experiencing, and Jeremiah the prophet here is calling out and crying out and groans in his most difficult hour, but he recalls to mind something, and it gives him hope. "Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed." The Lord's mercies. I mean, if you read all the things that are going on, how Babylonians besieged the people, you think that was mercy? But yet, through His mercies, we are not consumed. They're not totally consumed. "Because His compassions fail not, they are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I have hope in Him. The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the soul who seeks Him. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man to bear the yoke in his youth." And another version says, "It is good for people to submit at an early age to the yoke of His discipline." You know, He wants to teach us to submit to the yoke of His discipline at an early age. So when I read that, I was broken that through it all, Jeremiah remembered and something that the Lord is merciful and compassionate, and that gave him hope. Even in the midst of destruction that he saw, I mean, it looked hopeless. But yet, he said, "The Lord is good." in the midst of all that darkness there that he saw. And then if you read on a little bit, it says in verse 31, "For the Lord will not cast off forever. Though he causes grief, yet he will show compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. For he does not afflict willingly nor grieve the children of men, to crush under one's feet all the prisoners of the earth, to turn aside the justice due a man before the face of the Most High, or subvert a man in his cause. The Lord does not approve. Who is he who speaks, and it comes to pass, when the Lord has not commanded it? Is it not from the mouth of the Most High that woe and well-being proceed? Why should a living man complain, and a man for the punishment of his sins?" You know, so he's saying that, you know what? Well-being and woe come from God. Consider the goodness and the severity of our Lord. You know, he is severe at times, but yet he is so good. And both come from him. He allows things to happen. So why should a living man complain? And I found complaints coming from my heart. Lots of grumbling inside. Why should I complain? A man for the punishment of his sins. And no one knows the heart, the soul, or the heart of man except the man himself. And I know the reason things happen, because there was sin in my life, and the Lord wanted to deal with it. He wanted to deal with it and to purge me and make me clean. He wants a bride without spot or wrinkle. "Let us search out and examine our ways and turn back to the Lord. Let us lift our hearts and hands to God in heaven. We have transgressed and rebelled." And so through that, found some hope. You know, though, you know, my circumstances are nothing compared to these circumstances and so on, but they seem so difficult for me. And everyone has different things they've experienced. You know, some small, some great, but to each person, it's trials and it's difficult. But to remember the Lord's mercies and that the Lord is good in it all, and so there's a greater purpose. Great is his faithfulness, and his mercies are new every morning.